Shalom, beloved. Obviously, the noise you're hearing behind me is the sound of the rivers, and it's a beautiful place to meditate on the truth of God's Word. I want to go with you today to the Song of Songs, oftentimes called the Song of Solomon, and I'm going to continue today in the sixth chapter and the third verse. The writer of the scripture says this, "I am my beloved's, and he is mine." Last time I focused on the first part of that verse, focusing on the phrase, "I am my beloved's." Today I want to focus on the second part of the verse, which says, "And he is mine." Do you know what the greatest possession that you or I or any human being could ever have is to have God himself? When we have God, beloved, we're complete. We have everything. Even though God is spirit, because God's a creator, not only do we possess him internally, thereby satisfying the deepest longings and needs of the human soul, but when we have needs of things in the external world, the creator God that lives inside us, he provides those material things as well. You know, I think about Abraham. Abraham brought Hashem's presence into the world when he offered up his son. And you know what God said to Abraham? Because Abraham trusted Hashem, because he trusted God with everything, God said to Abraham, "Abraham, because you've done this thing," he said, "I'm going to bless you." And the Lord said to Abraham in the course of the conversations, and he said to Abraham, "Abraham, I, speaking of himself, am your exceedingly great reward." Beloved, you could never have any other treasure bigger than the treasure of God himself. Jesus said it was the pearl of great price that's worth selling everything that we have for in order to gain him. I want to encourage you today, beloved, order your life correctly. Put God first. It's one thing to say we believe, but beloved, belief without practice, belief without discipline makes God just a hobby. We want to make God our lifestyle, putting him first. And as we do, we're going to experience more and more the truth of the word that God himself is our possession. And beloved, in that we're going to experience living waters that will spring up to our soul satisfaction of eternal life. This is Rabbi Schneider saying I love you. I want to encourage you, pass it on to a friend, and I hope to be with you next week.